Dream.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face. Or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Radio Show Shmadio Show. I am your host, Maya Marsich, and today is my 40th show ever. And I didn't even realize it, but before break, my roommate, Lauren, who is the host of Larney Tunes, which is right after my show. So my show is 3 to 4, and then her show is 4 to 5. And she was telling me how her next show after break was going to be her 40th show. So I was like, oh, I wonder what show I'm up to. And guess what? I literally happen to also be having my 40th show on the same day. But it's funny because, Lauren, when did you join WONY? When did you become a DJ? Say in the mic.
I became a DJ fall of my sophomore year.
Oh, wait, right? did you?
No, my junior year.
Well, I became a DJ fall of my sophomore year, and she became a DJ fall of her junior year, and we're the same grade. So she joined a year after me, and I just, well, I missed a couple shows, and I also started my show later in the semester for a couple semesters. So it's funny that that it's the same exact number. So yeah, this is a 40th and 40th back-to-back extravaganza. So strap in. So I didn't really go for any specific type of vibe for today, but I kind of am going for like a happy vibe because I was sitting out on my porch this morning, sun hitting my face, And I just wanted to make a playlist that felt like good vibes. So, yeah. So we're going to get started with The Smiths. The song is You've Got Everything Now. Okay? And you have got everything now. Okay? So let's jump right in, people.
As merry as the days were long, I was right when you were wrong. Back at the old grade school, I was winning you. We'll be right back.
Sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave the carry, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, carry, get out your cage.
Carry, get out your cage.
Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk. wine. And we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fairly wells now. Is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the maple moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. The wind is from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know, it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silk.
All right, guys, so that was that was Carrie by Joni Mitchell, and before that we had a song by the band Soul Whirling Somewhere called How to Hug Yourself, and then we have another song coming up, and that song is Smiley Face. Well, it's like, what is it called? The two dots. The two dots, like when you type the two dots and then like a parentheses, a colon and a parentheses, to make a smiley face. That's the name of the song, and it's by the Japanese House. And let's go.
Somewhere around the mountains, no one could dry her fountains. until she got tired to complain. That's when I fly.
That was To All of You by Sid Matters. And before that, we had I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles. And next we're going to have North by Claro. And I hope you enjoy. So let's jump right into it.
I'm nervous, couldn't tell you why. Touching your hands were all on my desk. And I know I could turn up my dial. Afraid of what I'm gonna find. Is it really hard to be this way? Tip
That was Taste Back by Harry Styles, and I haven't had the chance to listen to the full album yet, but the only songs that I've heard from it are, is Aperture the one that came out as a single? I heard that one. Is it called American Girls? That one I've heard, and this one, the reason actually why I like this one is because my friend made a TikTok to this song. And it was really sweet, and it made me really like the song. So yeah, I really like that song. That was Taste Back by Harry Styles from his new album. And then before that was Heartwell by Shelley, and then before that was Martha, My Dear by the Beatles, and then You Seem So Happy by the Japanese House. And our next song is going to be a completely different vibe from the rest of the show. I just went on like a TikTok rabbit hole yesterday about like SNL live performances, because they just came out with SNL UK, and the video I saw was saying how the audio like production for their music guest was really good. It was actually Wet Leg, and SNL, like the regular SNL, is known for having bad audio production, or at least that's what I've heard. I've seen a lot of videos talking about how SNL's audio production for live artists is always not good. So then somebody commented something about Ashley Simpson. She had a scandal. I don't remember what year, but it was like a long time ago, that she got caught lip syncing because she was sick, so she couldn't sing. So she was going to lip sync, even though she usually didn't. And then they started playing, they did a song, and then they did the next song, and they started playing the audio track from the song that she just did. So it basically gave away that she was lip syncing, but it was whoever was on the audio production like team like played the wrong track. I don't know if it was like sabotage, but it was really embarrassing. Like, I feel bad for her, because in the video she just like starts like dancing. She starts doing like a jig, she says, like an Irish jig, and then she just walks off the stage, and then the band like kept playing the song without her, and we're like smiling at each other, and it was just like really weird. But you know, back in the day it was even more harsh. Everyone was just very mean to her, and I think it really like messed up her career. But anyway, it made me hear this song, and I really liked it. and it's called Pieces of Me, which is actually the song that started playing the audio track. So let's give her a little love. Okay? Let's jump right into it.
Tuesday, I am fading into your arms so I can breathe. Hey,
guys, that was Radio Show Schmadio Show. Thank you so much for listening to my 40th show. And stay tuned for Lauren's 40th show on Larny Tunes. Stay tuned. That will begin at 4 o'clock. Well, I hope that you guys have a beautiful St. Oni's Day and a beautiful weekend. And I love you.
What I do?
Things
wait,
say.
You're listening to
WONY 90.9 FM on the answer.
What I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
That should be one.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to.